cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Day of May 2012, that's May Day, International Illuminati Communist Day, which means Banker Anti-Middle Class New World Order Fascism Day. I always have ignorant people send me emails or comments or messages saying, fascism is not communism. Really? It's all command and control. As the head of political science at Georgetown, Carol Quigley, said, and he admitted the elite fund both major movements. The elite want just enough socialism and communism to make you dependent and be able to steal your wealth and have a giant underclass they can sick almost left of the productive class. But it's a process of breaking down society to create monopolies. And what did John D. Rockefeller, the founder of the criminal dynasty, say? He said, competition is a sin. What do the commies say? Competition is a sin. And I can't think of a better date. You know, I got Joel Skousen coming up the third hour in studio. We're going to shoot a special presentation on preparedness, like a two-hour special we're going to shoot today after the show, but I need to call him up so we can start thinking about it, because he's one of the leading experts. His uncle, Cleon Skousen, of course, wrote The Naked Communist, exposing how the big mega money funds the communism, the socialism to consolidate power. That's what I want to talk to Joel about today. He's going to get here in about an hour and a half, so we need to call him on his cell and just say, oh, by the way, put your thinking cap on this subject, because this is what Alex wants to talk about, not strategic relocation. Spend a little bit of time on that. But we are faced with total globalist infiltration and sabotage at every level. They've been sabotaging this country for 60-plus years. They're now pretty much in full control. We've got a handful of good House members and Senate members, got a handful of decent governors and state legislators, and the states are fighting back against Agenda 21, but they have infiltrated every level of society. And they know how to stage terror attacks and pose as the saviors. That's their ace in the hole, a little secret that, well, more and more people do now know. So we're going to be going over all of that. By the way, here's the Washington Times. New Obama slogan has long ties to Marxism, socialism. Now it's not hope and change. It's forward with the revolution now. The revolution. And the raised fist. The Weathermen, all protected and funded by the big foundations. Why would Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford foundations all fund the commies? Because the commies are going to take your money and give it to their banker bosses. And they're going to make you sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution is calling. It's the May Day communist call of revolution. And Obama has now released his new 2012 slogan, and that is Forward, which is, of course, the international, not just socialist, but Marxist key word. Here's the Washington Times. New Obama slogan has long ties to Marxism. Socialism, and indeed it does. The Obama campaign apparently didn't look backwards into history when selecting its new campaign slogan, Forward, a word with a long and rich association with European Marxism. No, they looked back when they did that, Victor Morton, writing for the Washington Times. Many communist and radical publications and entities throughout the 19th and 20th centuries had the name Forward or its foreign derivatives. Wikipedia has an entire section on Forward, generic name for socialist publications. The name Forward carries a special meaning in socialist political terminology. It has been frequently used as a name for socialist, communist, and left-wing newspapers and publications, and the online encyclopedia explains. The slogan Forward reflects the conviction of European Marxists and radicals that their movement reflects the march of history, which would move forward past capitalism into socialism and communism. And it goes on with the new Obama slogan, Forward. Of course, that itself is a cover. Communism is openly a tool of the megabanks in the last 150 years on record. Marx and Engels were financed to put it out. And you notice the Federal Reserve promotes the Communist Manifesto and government, public schools, graduated income tax. Go read the Communist Manifesto. You're like, wow, I'm reading what the Republicans and Democrats push. Oh yes. This is the managed economy. Abolition of child labor. Sounds nice on the surface until you realize in some Northern European countries, they don't even let you have your kids carry the trash out. They boss you around and see the state as their friend. Yeah, the state that's going to take good care of them. We've got a big show today because I'm all about solutions. We've got Joel Skousen, Marine Corps fighter pilot, nephew of Cleon Skousen, who wrote The Naked Communist. and helped expose that the mega elite, now it's just public knowledge, fund communism, socialism, and fascism. He's also the editor of World Affairs Brief. He'll be in studio with us to get into the communist connection on May Day. And then we've got Dr. Peter Glidden, NDBS, a naturopathic doctor, to go over the history of modern healthcare and how it's been taken over to be a eugenical system. He's going to be joining us in the second hour. So we have got those two men joining us, Dr. Peter Glidden and Joel Skousen, one of the foremost experts in preparedness, joining us. Because we've got to be offensive against the globalists while also having a defensive backup strategy if we are unable to back these globalists off. We're going to have to dig in, obviously. So hope for the best, prepare for the worst, whether it's shelter in place, bug out, or go down in a more offensive way. Make no mistake, they are planning a Soviet-style Red Terror in this country. Re-education camps, FEMA camps, mass arrest. They're getting the public ready for it. In the movies, the culture, the TV, the NDAA, the hardened checkpoints, the 450 million 40 cal bullets on top of the 200-something mil, 9 mil bullets they got. The open training, it's just all happening, and we're going to be breaking that down today as well. Here are some of the top stories at Infowars.com today. Fully armed U.S. troops patrol Minnesota neighborhood. We've filmed things like this and had them come up and say, turn your cameras off. But training and acclimating the public for martial law, we dovetail that with some of the previous photos and videos I've gotten. Here's another martial law red zone in America, heavily armed security teams to patrol Chicago, even private security, snatching and grabbing like they did in Pittsburgh. Just grab citizens off, throw in a van, drive you away. We covered it. They were wearing U.S. Army uniforms, and the G20 called us and said, we want to just tell you, we grabbed those people. And later it turned out, I called the number back, it was G20 security. And everywhere the globalists go now, whether it's for NATO, G20, they take over and private security commands your police and military. This is the globalist corporate fascist model. When Judicial Watch sued, it's such a key thing, I talk about it weekly, in 2007 to get the 06 BAMP Canada documents, it was the Fortune 100, a little over 100 corporations, heads there, and the heads of the executive cabinets of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, and thousands of pages got released. They actually released it. And first order of business was keep this secret. Next order was integration of North America by stealth using bioweapon attack threats, natural flu threats, economic collapse threats, and Al-Qaeda terror threats, and preparing the militaries to put down insurrection and resistance to the globalist takeover in the three countries. It was all right there. And it was corporate chiefs at the meetings who ratified, voted, and then gave the orders to the government heads of the executive. That's why Congress, a year after that, said, hey, we saw this BAMP document. You're saying you're going to use Mexican and Canadian troops in the U.S.? Congress needs to be told about that. And the Pentagon said, nope, talk to the president. We're operating under emergency declaration. Hey, you got to get our authorization to go into Libya or Syria. Isn't that right, Secretary of Defense? He's like, no. Just gave him a look like, punk, we let you insider trade and rip this country off. Now you just sit up there and act like, you know, for the time being, there's a Congress. The generals all smacked and had really arrogant looks on their faces and just got off on it like a gang of crooks. I watch that body language. Oh, man, that makes me mad. It's like I watch the body language of these Hercules team and federally trained local police. They put full ski mask on without even helmets and just sit there bugging their eyes out at everybody, trying to intimidate everybody. And then later memos came out they are. Let me give you a little memo. It doesn't intimidate anybody. Folks are digging in, getting their weapons ready. Nobody's going to your FEMA camp. Let me just give you a little news flash on that. You have miscalculated. You think we're afraid? No, the American people are not afraid. They're very, very sad. They're very, very sad. And they don't take any pleasure in what's going to happen to you when you do what your bosses tell you to do. It's not fun. It's just what we've got to do. We've got to defend our families if you offensively try to come to lock us up and take us in your torture wagons to your dungeons. You have forsaken your republic. A lot of you haven't. A lot of you have reached out. And I talked to a lot of police and military, and the majority of the military is awake. But they've hired a lot of thugs as well. And I've likened it to going out if people have to defend themselves against you. There's no victory in it. It's like running out and stomping on dog droppings. It just gets on your shoe. I mean, it doesn't do anything. The New World Order sits offshore while we all have a big war and kill each other. It's just it's the height of twisted, sadistic folly. That by increment, the Bill of Rights and Constitution is basically burned to a crisp, and the martial law system is openly being implemented. And every time there's a globalist meeting, they take over a city, ban free speech, no one even resists them, and then they'll send police out with police dogs, like G20, we have footage of it. And these women come out of a shop with bags, and the police release dogs, and they start biting the women. I mean, these guys, it's like they're a hunter. You take hunting for the first time, he's got buck fever, and a cow is walking through the brush. This happens a lot, and I've talked to people that have actually witnessed it, and people are like, don't shoot, that's a cow. And they're like, no, I want to, and they shoot the cow. Or they shoot other hunters, and it's the same thing. I mean, it's one thing to be carrying out tyranny and violating the First Amendment and telling people in Pittsburgh for 2 days they couldn't be on the streets and selectively enforcing it. And we got footage and covered it where they'd go through neighborhoods with armored vehicles saying you're not allowed to be on the streets. And there would be kids out front playing basketball and football, and they would hit them with sound cannons. I'm talking about 10-year-old kids driving around in neighborhoods, and then no one was resisting that. So they go, well, we got to attack somebody. We got to get the boys a taste of blood. Got to train them on their own people. Okay, the university 5 miles outside of the G20 area, they always congregate there, the students. You know, they're out there eating hamburgers and stuff and studying out in the park. So let's go attack them. So they showed up. They blocked all the exits. They said leave. People couldn't leave. And there's just every angle of billy clubbing, women and men in the head, people on bikes trying to get away. And the cop's not enough to knock a woman off a bike and then billy club her a couple more times while you're wearing some Darth Vader outfit. And they put these guys in these masks and these outfits so they can just be these little psychos. And a lot of psychos do that. They wear a clown mask or a demon mask. I mean, it's all part of the psychology, that role of little Darth Vaders they step into. And I just watched the footage, and I had guys there. And I just watch police, you know, a woman's on a bicycle. So you run up and hit her in the head and she cries and she falls down. And then you come over and club her a couple more times. And then they say, hey, that's the good guys. You're not, you hate police if you don't like watching a woman be belly clubbed. Maybe we should have a competition for the new American flag. Will it be a woman being belly clubbed? Maybe a kid getting their head blown off? Or maybe just a child being groped by a pot-bellied TSA agent. I mean, maybe that video of the baby having its diaper taken off by the man and the woman at the TSA, maybe that's the new American flag. All right, we're going to come back and get into all the other martial law news as they just slowly turn the heat up on the dead.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a story at InfoWars.com that just went up that is so important, a real window into just how authoritarian these guys are. And again, the Republican leadership agrees with them. Obama information czar confronted over ban conspiracy theories paper. We're going to play this video later. The great folks at We Are Change got the confrontation. Claims to have no memory of saying speech should be taxed, even though he put out official papers. And again, that's always the rule. Lie to the enemy. But then we actually have video of him saying ban the Second Amendment, that you have no individual right. And who does Obama say he's going to nominate, because another Supreme Court justice is set to be stepping down the next year? He says he wants Cass Sunstein, a guy who wrote two papers saying ban, arrest, tax people's free speech. We have links to that in the article. Now, on the martial law front, when the TSA is all over the country in major cities now and randomly walks up to you and wants to search your bag, first airplanes, then outside the airport, then bus terminals, then train stations, and then now on highways, at armored mobile checkpoints, and at football games. It's everywhere, even high school football games. And the TSA comes and trains the local police to say they're allowed to grab your genitals, or private security. Take the federal case in New Mexico. A federal judge said they're allowed to squeeze the genitals in Albuquerque. No, it was Santa Fe last year. If TSA comes and does the training, see, it's a magic wand of abuse. Oh, there's no Fourth Amendment. There's no Tenth Amendment. We can be out of federal jurisdiction. We're not even sworn officers anyways. We can do what the FBI could never do because we said so. Magic. We're the civil emergency goons. We're the brown shirts. And here it is. Fully armed U.S. troops patrol Minnesota neighborhood. Guard members previously hunted insurgents in Iraq. We have that report and photos. And then martial law red zone. In America, heavily armed security teams to patrol Chicago. Feds prepare for mass detentions. Evacuations planned underway. And it goes on. Pat downs everywhere on the streets. And then I've got more reports on that front. But wait, there's a problem. Kentucky Supreme Court rules highway checkpoints illegal, just like my Supreme Court rule. It's very clear. Doesn't matter. They have random checkpoints now for drunk driving. Oh, you're against drunks, aren't you? Well, you've always got an excuse, don't you? The point is, you can get drunks for reckless driving. There were already laws there. Throw the book at them when you see the reckless driving. But no, Mothers Against Drunk Driving says, get rid of our Bill of Rights. So how is the TSA doing this when the Kentucky police and others are doing something illegal? They have to stop. Why can the TSA do it? Now, we're going to go to break here in the next long segment coming up. I'm going to play a clip from my film Police State 2000 first and a new clip from Police State for the Rise of FEMA, because I want to show you that what the military's been training for in this country and what the military has been setting up in this nation is being taught at military bases and in joint drills is being taught to our police. So the audio and the video, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, you can skip to an hour, 40 minutes into my film, Police State 2000, that, by the way, is free online. You can also buy the DVD if you want to support us at InfoWars.com and see it in higher quality. But the point is, at a hour 40 into it, exactly, it starts the attention, 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 American forces are here to help, remain calm, we will not tolerate civil disobedience. And then I got the footage of the urban warfare training. They're practicing to put people in a camp and admitting that you will be disarmed, your children will be taken from you and put into another area of the camp, whether it's during a depression collapse where people can't take care of themselves, or whether it's after a staged A-bomb or dirty bomb goes off, or God forbid a new 9/11. It's all about getting you dependent. And we've got these unbelievably naked tyrants like Cass Sunstein, who wrote public papers for Chicago Business School and for Harvard, right before he was put in as the regulations are. And Obama in this article is set to try to make him the new Supreme Court justice. And let me tell you, he gets before the Republicans in the Senate and the Democrats, and they hear he hates free speech, he's going right. He'll probably be the head of the court. Probably the Supreme Court, you know, justice, head justice or something. I mean, he's like, what, you're against freedom? You hate America? You hate, whoa, we're going to have to make you Supreme Court, you know, justice immediately. How about Chief Justice? You say arrest people for their speech? Wow, you're a good guy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. May they've always done before.
We're going to be looking at history today on the transmission in the second and third hour. The history of modern healthcare. How did it get as crazy as it is today? Where they're pushing all this poison on the population. How did they take the heroic healthcare measures of Western medicine that was effective and twist it into the big pharma witch's brew it is today? And the accelerated transformation of our medical system into a eugenics tyranny. Dr. Peter Glidden with amazing information in the second hour. Then in studio, Joel Skousen, expert on communism and how the big mega banks fund it. His uncle, of course, Cleon Skousen, who wrote these seminal works on that, The Naked Communist and others. So that is coming up in the third hour today. I do intend to take some calls here before this hour ends. Toll-free number to join us on any issue you'd like to get into, 800-259-9231. But I was getting into Kentucky Supreme Court rules highway checkpoints illegal. Really, I've been to events where they have the Army run checkpoints randomly and search people. But don't worry, the FBI is keeping us safe. They busted anarchists in Cleveland bomb plot. So now they've moved on from provocateuring Muslims who were on welfare and generally mentally retarded, on record, New York Times reported last Saturday, to the anarchists. They had a known federal informant at the RNC 4 years ago. To finally get people to just talk about Molotov cocktails. And it was the FBI is keeping us safe from all of that. But getting back to these reports on how they're rolling out martial law, this is video from 13 years ago at Operation Urban Warrior in Oakland, California. And in the two-hour film, Police Day 2000, I show the Marines doing interrogations. They're like, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapons? Where'd you, you know? And, boy, I was supposed to be allowed, you know, in the training area. They would run over and say, get him out of here, Jones. You're not supposed to see this. And this is on tape. I'm getting real mad. I'm like, I thought I'm allowed to be here. And he's like, no. So, see, they only had certain stuff I was supposed to see. Just like CNN was like, oh, they're training for Bosnia. Well, sure, it's joint training, but the main training was for America. They had role players screaming, I'm an American, I have rights, don't put me in a camp. And they had simulated executions of people. I mean, it was wild, and it was young, new Marines they were doing this to. And so it starts with a short clip of the film where they're announcing, attention, attention, attention. American forces are here to help. Remain calm. We'll process you into the camp quicker. You know, we will not tolerate civil disobedience, things like that. And then it cuts to a couple of years ago, G20, black armored vehicles, guys in Darth Vader outfits firing sound cannons at people, the small little protest. And when that was over, they started just turning down residential streets with kids playing football and firing it at them. And you could just type in women attacked by dogs at G20. It's old ladies come out with bags. And the cops are like, get out of here. And they're like, okay. And the dog starts biting them. The old women are like, why? I'm just shopping. Doesn't matter, scum. You're here to pay taxes, drink fluoride, and die of brain cancer. Shut up, scum, America. Cass Sunstein says you don't have any freedom when the bankers come to town. Excuse me. This is what our veterans fought for. This is freedom. Soviet America, get used to it. We will arrest you and kill you if we want. The government will ship narcotics in and launder it and make banks. They'll get caught and not get in trouble. Do you understand, scumbag, filth? Pay the taxes. I was watching on the treadmill this morning, Gran Torino. It's a good movie, but all those little messages, there's Diet Coke product placement. Boy, how about eating your brain right there? Total deadly chemical weapon. Product placement, because I know Clint Eastwood listens to our affiliate out there in Santa Cruz. He lives right down the road from it. I know he listens. I know a lot of other famous people do, too. The point is that, you know what, buddy? How about we not grovel at the feet of the system? I know you're a good guy. How about we not have a message where he confesses to the priest that he didn't pay taxes on a boat he sold and that's stealing? Just little really, it's stealing when the taxes go to pay foreign banks? Really? And the rest of it goes to collectivize and create a giant army of slovenly people on welfare that can be used as a weapon against the American people? Really? Side issue. You cannot watch any major film without it being festooned, riddled with globalist propaganda droppings. And I've had enough. All right, let's go ahead and go to this clip, then I'll get to some of the other news. Hey, the Navy SEALs don't like Obama claiming he's a hero for sending him in to get bin Laden. And, of course, none of the Navy SEALs that know what happened are alive. The helicopter that they loaded on, witnesses saw, blew up with whoever it was they supposedly went in there. 1 year ago today on May Day, again, International Communist Day, before that, Illuminati Day, before that, Druidic High Holy Sacrifice Day, the returning of the sun. Yeah, Daily Mail, you name it, reporting it up at Infowars.com. SEALs slam Obama for using them as ammunition in a bid to take credit for bin Laden killing during election campaign. Well, let me see. The guys that loaded on the helicopter who actually went in there, that helicopter blew up. We were told it was a stealth helicopter that just crashed. It was no big deal. During the Easter Bunny killing, or the Santa Claus killing, bin Laden killing. And then we were told that it was SEAL Team 6 packed 20-plus of them on a helicopter, sent out to save Rangers. Turned out that wasn't true. Helicopter just blew up. And again, the SEALs do think a bomb was on board and it was a setup. Do you think Al-Qaeda got on the base, the same Al-Qaeda that the New World Order controls in Libya, just got on there and put the bomb on? And yeah, some of the SEALs think it was Obama, but most of them just think Al-Qaeda got a bomb on there. But it is suspicious that they were all put on there and sent out on a fake mission and it blew up. Think Al-Qaeda did that too and put out the fake Ranger story? You think Al-Qaeda killed Pat Tillman? No, we know. The globalists killed him. Because he wasn't going to play patty cake anymore. And Jessica Lynch, Private Lynch's team, said she cowered and feared. Well, they had killed five of them after they came home. Till she came public and said, it's all a hoax. Don't kill me. Actually, I went on air and I said, you're dead, sister. You're next. They're going to kill you if you don't come out and admit the whole thing was fake. And I don't know if somebody got a hold of her or what, or she got common sense. She came out at a press conference and said, it was all fake. I cowered in fear. A PR stunt to get women to join the military. So they got more people to breathe DU and supply sex to the camp, camp women. Like General Hooker's women in the Civil War. Let's go ahead and play this clip from Police State 2000, and then it segues to over a decade later to the G20 with the exact same thing being done by the police. Here it is. Let's go to live now. Here they are from Pittsburgh. G20 under attack.
Yeah, we're on 33rd and Liberty, and we just passed a. They had a block, the street blocked off, and they were using the sonic weapon on us. They were using it to broadcast, and then they would ramp up the signal for a brief second to let them know they could, you know, blow some eardrums out. It got pretty loud.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all other police.
Everybody dispersed, though, when that started happening. The one group, the largest group, went through an alleyway.
They're driving right past me right now.
Get them on tape.
With the guns. They had two of them. They were using them to broadcast messages in Spanish and English. That's
the engine right now. You can hear it past me. And there's a guy sitting on top. The police I'm seeing now are in full riot gear.
And you can watch the full Police State 4 Rise of FEMA, and it's got the full announcements. Now, remember, they said no protesting allowed, period. You don't protest the bankers. You can protest the fake president. You don't protest the real owners, you pathetic Americans. I mean, that's their view. Imagine we're occupied by foreign banks. Private G20 security commanded all this. And then we have footage of them going into the university at night. They even chased people into dorms. They just wanted to crack some heads and teach Americans that we're trash. And we got police on tape saying no First Amendment in this city. Remember in 99 in Seattle that was staged riots, turned out the Fed staged? Even local TV confirmed that. The police spoke out. And they told them, I have it on tape, they say there's no First Amendment. Your First Amendment has been suspended. That's on video. That's in Police State 2, the takeover. And there's Police State 3, total enslavement. Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. And this is our new world. This is the new economy. This is the new scholarship. You know, they do this testing in the public schools and tell your son, you ought to be a cop. They told me that. You ought to join the military, or you ought to be a cop, or you ought to be a forest ranger. That's what these tests are. They had that Bill and Melinda Gates stuff at Anderson High my senior year, where they sat me down and did all this stuff and put headphones on me and asked all these questions, and they did it with everybody. And they tell you, oh, this is what you ought to be. This is what you ought to do. And now they're going to make you, by make you won't get funding or you won't get help unless you do what they say. So the new economy is you're going to spy on people. The new economy is you're going to go out and carry all this out. We have a decision to make. You know, the reason I spell it out like it is and just absolutely demonize the system is because the system is rotten at the top, and we need to recognize it. It's like when you eat bad food and it's food poisoning, you will vomit it up when you start getting sick. Your body's like, get this out. Get it out. And it starts coming out both ends. That's your body going, get it out. When you have a fever, your body heats up to burn out the bacteria. To burn out the virus. America needs to get a really serious fever. We need to throw up. We need to get the poison out. We need to get the snake bite out. Like we've been bitten by a giant rattlesnake. We better immediately cut the wound open and try to suck that poison out. Instead, they're like, no, here. Oh, you got bit by a snake? Here's another one. Here, slap this on your neck. Here's a cobra. Oh, he's your friend. You're like, no, I've seen that in history. That's a snake. That's a tyranny. No, it's not. Here, kiss it. It loves you. It's ridiculous how naked all of this has gotten. I mean, I look at the news in front of me. It's all off the charts. Yeah, I got a piece later. I'll play with Joel Skousen if we have time. It's an AP piece on the U.S. troops now fully invading Uganda to get Joseph Kony. And if you even hear the head general, because he knows it's so ridiculous, because this will be seen on television in Uganda, he goes, he has not been seen in years, but in 5 years, maybe he come back if we don't do this. People are like, oh, the special forces can't find him. It's the perfect boogeyman. Oh, we're taking your rights and going to have a checkpoint and train your neighbor to spy on you because of bin Laden. Really, this training manual says it's for gun owners and libertarians and returning veterans of the enemy. Oh, yeah, well, that's the new threat, but bin Laden. It's like, Afrikaans invading all these countries and taking over bank accounts and shutting things down and and going after people militarily because of Kony. Really, well, he's been dead for 6 years. It doesn't matter. He's scary, though. He's a bad guy. All a big PR rollout with Kony 2012. State Department funded. We told you they'd do it. And here we are, 10 years after 9/11, and it's like, give all your rights up, bin Laden hit us, and the whole story is a complete fraud. And then now they tell us, oh, the war on terror is over with Al-Qaeda. It's now the American people. Why? There's terrorists everywhere. Well, who are they in all the manuals? Well, they talk about freedom. They talk about land rights. They talk about Agenda 21. They make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. I'm giving you direct quotes out of the FBI training manuals for the police. They got get us out of the U.N. stickers and Ron Paul stickers. They give out Alex Jones and Aaron Russo videos, and they say the federal government's been taken over and wants to enslave us. In fact, guys, I forgot. I didn't IM it to you because I'm in so many newspapers, I always forget to even post it on our own site. Huffington Post demonizes us, as well as Michigan Live, the biggest website in Michigan. What is that, Detroit Press or whatever? And a bunch of others that Alex Jones listeners are putting up flyers all over Michigan that say Obama is like Hitler. Well, I mean, he is in the NDAA, Secret Arrest of Americans, the police state. And it says NDAA, Secret Arrest of Americans, torture, wars. And it shows the flyer with Obama, with the cover of the Obama deception. And on the other side, a swastika, and then it explains, great idea. Everybody should do that. We should make a flyer like that. Because the media comes out and says, how dare them? A new low for Jones. And the police, of course, want to find out who's doing it, implying it's illegal. Oh, my gosh, who would do this? And they in one article, it says the conspiracy theories. No, the NDAA is not a conspiracy theory. The secret arrest, the troops on the street corners, the checkpoints, the army is now out at the Kite Festival in Austin, and they've announced TSA is coming to the Greyhound terminals and to road checkpoints. I mean, all around me, now they're in San Antonio. They have Air Force MPs out every weekend searching people's bags at the Riverwalk. I go to the Riverwalk a few times a year. Let me tell you, some MPs walk up to me and want to search my family. Man, I cannot do it, okay? I don't live in Russia in 1952. Don't you understand? You're not keeping us safe. You bring the drugs in. You work for the New World Order. Free countries don't have police wearing full black masks walking around the streets, and they sure don't have the Army and the Marine Corps. And I mean, I've got articles with Marine Corps running checkpoints all over the country with heavy machine guns on the backs of Humvees and fire. I mean, I got video in New York. I walk out of a restaurant 10 o'clock at night with my camera crew. And they go, look at all those Army troops. They had 45s on their sides. I know they carry Berettas. They were 45s. Some kind of weird stainless steel things. And they run over and threaten to physically attack me because I'm filming them. And you know what I said? I said, come on, punk, do something. You un-American piece of trash. And they all backed off. Those weren't troops. Those were enemies of America. They were trying to stomp on my First Amendment. So don't say I'm just saying I'd stand up to MPs. I told them. I said, come on. You come on right now, you scum. I'd taken you all of you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,665.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,706.87, $853.43 for a half ounce, or $426.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,706.87, $853.43, and $426.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Nothing if we're not free. Nothing. And by take them out, I got caught off by the break. I mean, if they had physically attacked me, I would have defended myself with my fist. And that's when you really wake up, when you got six or seven guys, you know, attacking you. And they ran over with their fists, come, you know, cussing at me. They were, I said, come on. Come on then. You scum. What cowards wanting to be in uniforms to treat Americans across the street who just nicely say, hey, get some footage of the guys with sidearms. They hadn't even heard me when I said that. Camera guy starts taping, and they run over to get in my camera guy's face, and I say, hey, 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 this is America. That's in Endgame. I said, hey, this is America. Oh, yeah, they were like, got their fists going, ran up on me, and I said, come on, come on, come on, you coward, come on, you think you scare me, I don't even wake up till the odds are against me. And again, I'm so threatened by this level of tyranny, because that's why I get so angry. It's so horrible, it's so beyond third world country. It's a military and police. I mean, I think about all over the country. In Illinois, the state supports with briefs local towns that try to put people in life in prison for filming or taping the police in public. And the police sit there and go, yeah, I want you to go to life in prison. I mean, think about what tyrants. That's North Korea. I hate the North Korean government when I see photos and videos and the things they do. I have the same immediate realization of tyranny and abusers in control and all the things they do to people. And when I see it in my own country, it's even worse because it's pathetic. And why are we letting this happen? We'll take a few calls now in the next segment. The Dr. Glidden's coming up. I'm sorry I got mad. I just started having flashbacks to stuff, and it's so incredible. CJ in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Calling here from FEMA Region 5, Michigan. I got to report some see something, say something. I have to report that in my backyard, I have two Al-Qaeda hides full of drones and cereal pollinators.
So you're being sarcastic. You're evil. You've got bees. And are you going to get in trouble as an evil American for having bees?
I feel guilty. I have to see something, say something. I realize that, hey, I have bees. I'm trying to be self-sufficient.
Well, yeah, bees do kill more people every year than Al-Qaeda, so there should be TSA there sticking their hands down your pants. That makes you safe.
I just have to let everybody know that there is Al-Qaeda bees in Michigan right now.
Good. I appreciate your call. Turn yourself in. There's only 7.5 million people in prison. There needs to be more. Truth Beginner in Nevada. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. First of all, I wanted to thank you for promoting such quality products. They enhance the quality of our life. From taking the fluoride out of my diet, having a great solar power backup. I appreciate that. I got a couple of points here I wanted to run through very quickly. I wanted to let the InfoWarriors know how to overcome the soft kill vaccine.
Okay.
All right. So what they want to do is when you have an autoimmune reaction, the system wants to give you drugs. They want you to essentially wait and any disease.
No, they always tell the parents, hey, don't give your kid Benadryl since they're having a convulsion. Let it stay. That's what the handbook says to make sure full brain damage. But I'm not going to give medical advice. What worked for you? Quickly.
Right. Well, essentially, what you want to do is you want to get a good homeopathic.
Well, we got a doctor coming up. We'll get his advice on that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.